This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Leilinkia with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. Hi, Basha.
Hey, Tian.
We'd love you to join in on our conversation, so please do by sending us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us right here in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. What's on tonight's show?
Well, tonight we're going to be discussing the House of Representatives vote yesterday on marriage equality.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the three-person civil union in South America that we didn't get to talk about last week because
yes.
We ran out of time.
We just can't stop talking.
I know. Good thing it's a talk show. The seminar to spot homosexuality.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting one. You got to stay tuned for that.
Yes, it is very interesting. I misinterpreted the statement and then when I read the article went, okay. And we're going to be talking about the Big Gay Weekend Guide and our events listings for Melbourne's this week.
Mm.
And we have a very, very exciting announcement.
Which we can talk about right now.
We can talk about it right now.
Yeah, you go. I might just start squealing and giggling.
We hope you've been enjoying listening to us, people. We hope that you've enjoyed this time slot, but we're actually moving in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And we are moving to?
Wednesday at 8.
Wednesdays? Every week?
Every week at 8 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Yep. So we're still sticking with our 1 hour.
Yes.
But we're going earlier.
Yes.
Prime time,
I might
say.
I think so.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm going to be able to get up on a Friday and not be sleepy and needing 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah. I can actually not feel guilty about going out on Friday night because I'm not so tired from Thursday night for the show.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And it starts on our 40th show.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a milestone. It's a bit of a birthday for us, isn't it?
40 shows,
40
nearly.
40 shows.
We're at 38 now.
Yes.
Go figure.
It doesn't feel like we've had 38 shows.
No, it doesn't. It feels like a few weeks ago we started.
Yes, except we've gained all these skills somehow.
I know. We actually sound articulate on the radio.
Lovely. Except not quite now because we're just laughing a lot.
I know.
It is very exciting that we are moving to Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And, of course, you know, our podcast is still going to be going up every week, so you can listen to those if you can't tune in at 8 p.m.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good.
I know.
It's good.
Because we get a lot of people who tell us that it's too late, so they can't listen to the last half an hour of our show.
Yeah.
So now, 8 till 9, you can listen to the last half an hour of our show.
Hopefully you're home by 8. If not, there is a Joy app that you can download.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. I use it.
It's great. And, of course, the podcast.
And the podcast. You can always listen to the podcast.
Love my podcast.
I've had enough fun talking about us now.
Oh, but hold on, we've only just started. All right.
I do like talking about myself, but not that much.
put the next song on that'll put us in the mood for our first discussion.
All right. I'm very excited about our first discussion because I'm angry.
Hence this song.
Mm-hmm. Wait. No, not this song.
No?
Different song.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Welcome back to Leilinkia with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, if you would like to get in on the conversation tonight and possibly rage with me about our next topic, you can do so on 0427JOY949. You can even email us directly at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, take it away.
All right. So yesterday, I happened to be watching the ABC. I actually watched the marriage equality debate.
Grr.
I know. And then the vote.
Grr.
And then the result.
I'm so just disappointed. I'm really, really disappointed.
In the beginning, I was like, okay. But as the day went on, I just had this unbelievable sadness.
It was like a pit of negativity in my stomach that was just getting deeper and deeper.
Yes, very true. I have a letter which we'll read later, which someone wrote in regards to that. It's very well written.
So if you have been, you know, living in the jungle for the last week and you don't know what we're talking about.
Hopefully it was nice and toasty.
Hopefully. We hate to break this to you, but the House of Representatives have voted down Mr. Stephen Jones's marriage equality bill. And the vote was 42 yes,
mm-hmm.
98 no.
Yes, that is
now,
correct.
I spoke to Basha because Basha got onto the Facebook and, you know, told the world that this was happening.
Yes, because I figured that not many people were there actually watching television at the time.
Yes, and I was upset about it, and I spoke to Basha, and she explained to me that because the Liberal Party aren't allowed to vote yes, because they do not have the choice to do a conscience vote.
Correct.
It's actually not that surprising that it was voted down.
Well, Tony Abbott sort of bullied his party into submission, is what one of the people were saying after the result. But yes, he didn't allow them a conscience vote, and he didn't allow them to cross the floor. And none of the Liberal MPs actually crossed the floor to vote. Now, Malcolm Turnbull actually said that had he been allowed to vote, he would have voted in favour.
Mm. And he's Liberal.
He's Liberal.
Yeah.
He just understands that, you know, this is where I'm getting annoyed, because they're talking about the fact that, you know, they don't want to show us discrimination. They want to be fair to us, but...
But
we're going to show you discrimination on this thing because we're not going to allow this. Now, the important thing is I got a lovely email today from the Marriage Equality Organisation. Alex Greenwich wrote me a lovely email, not personally, but, you know, just everybody in general regarding the outcome. And he said the vote was an embarrassment for the Labor MPs who voted against, as well as the coalition who did not have a conscience vote. And he's basically telling us that we need to keep the momentum going. So please go to the Marriage Equality website, find the MPs, your local MPs on that list. Now, the MPs that voted for you, write them a little email saying, thank you, we appreciate your support and we acknowledge that and we think this is great. The MPs who were undecided or voted against us, because I don't think there were any undecided, I believe they all voted against us.
Well, there was actually a couple of votes in there. I think there were six or so that did not vote. They did not lodge a vote.
Well, see, they're the people we can write to. And then the other people who voted against us, then we need to write to them and give them arguments, but be friendly and nice people. Don't be rude in your emails and let them know that this is something that we need and it's something that we want. Now, some interesting statistics. So Senator Sarah Hanson-Young in 2009 introduced the bill for the first time. And back then she only received 6 votes and they were all Greens. And yesterday we received 42 votes. So considering that it's 3 years, that's a huge increase.
You know what interests me, and I'm not going to beat around the bush here, I don't know a lot about politics, but it seems to me that we all go and vote who we want to be in power, and that doesn't matter in the end when it comes to the big issues.
Well, the problem with our current political situation is that we have a very close parliament. So it's very even on both sides, and it's the independents who pretty much hold the balance of power. And that is why a lot of reforms and changes that were promised are not being pushed through, because they can be blocked.
No.
And it's taking so long to get certain things through. For example, let's say asylum seekers, we still don't have a proper result. You know, and this is the thing, and this is why it's taking so many months. But they're trying to quickly push this through because they want it off the topic. Now, they don't realise that now it's time for us to fight. And it was obvious that the politicians are out of touch with public opinion. So the Galaxy Research found 64% in support of marriage equality. Roy Morgan Research found 68% in support, and the Nielsen found 62% in support.
So we'll go with Roy Morgan. 68%, yeah.
And we'll go with the Nielsen because that's the one that the politicians predominantly use. But it's showing them that this is a very high percentage of support. Now, you know, this is showing them that people want this. Now, today the upper house voted, so it was 26-4 and 41 against. Again, that was because the Liberals did not vote, or the Liberals all voted no. Mm-hmm. Now, next Thursday is the Tassie vote, so I'm guessing we're all crossing our fingers and waiting for Tassie to see what happens there, because then we can get married in Tassie. So,
yeah, I really do think that all those airlines need to start hiking their prices for Tasmania.
Well, I think we need to sort of start getting a catering service and function rooms and all that, you know.
Somebody needs to get into that niche right now.
Yes.
I'm really hopeful for Tasmania, and I hope they do start leading the way, because one of the interesting things that came out of this was they said it would then be down to states to make the choice.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Mm. Or fortunately, but, you know.
But I have high hopes for Victoria because Victoria, they, you know, the Greens won the last Victorian election. Well, state election. The Greens actually got the highest amount of votes for Victoria.
We have Liberals in power.
Bailu
is a Liberal.
Yeah, but do you remember
the
last...
You mean in the city of Melbourne?
No, the last big vote that we had.
Yes.
Right? The Greens actually got the highest amount of votes in Victoria.
Well, you know, where are you...
It didn't do much because we still ended up with a hung parliament, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but, you know, well, where are you going to get your gay vote? They're the only ones that support us.
I know.
They're the ones that are keep pushing our cause and they also look after the environment, so yay Greens.
Look, they're saying here over 62% of Australians believe that, you know, we should make laws to allow for marriage equality.
Yes.
Nothing to say about the religious side of it because, let's face it, none of us really care that much. And I think that 62% is enough.
Well, Stephen Jones made an interesting comment. He said, in the words of another great Australian, maintain your rage.
I am maintaining.
Because it's quite confident that, he's quite confident that within 10 years' time, we will all be attending a same-sex marriage.
And I think that's true.
I just think 10 years is a little bit too long, but okay.
So I actually read a really interesting speech by Senator Penny Wong. It was a fantastic speech, and as I said earlier, I'll be sending it to you.
Good.
But you should go and look for it. It's at Penny Wong's website. She has one.
Okay.
It's very cute. It's got a photo of her and everything. Fantastic speech on marriage equality, and I really recommend that anyone out there should go and have a Google and read that speech because it's just brilliant.
Well, I thought it was funny that after the result, everyone was coming out and having a chat, and it was interesting just to see the emotion and that of all these people. Unfortunately, we need 30 votes. I don't know if we have that in the Liberal Party. That's why it's important, I say to everyone, go to the Marriage Equality website, have a look, find your local MP and write to them because politicians care about numbers and votes. If you're telling them that you will vote for them, if they're pushing this through, they need to know that they have gay constituents in their areas because they don't believe we exist. They think we're hidden somewhere. Well, we do exist and we can vote.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere. You know, but another interesting thing, someone resigned yesterday after he made some rather silly comments, which I will not repeat because
he should have.
Yes, yeah, so he should have.
Corey Bernardi.
Yes.
Resigned as Parliamentary Secretary for Opposition Leader Tony Abbott.
Mm.
He linked same-sex marriage with bestiality, basically. Let's just...
Yeah, he was saying that this is what's going to be in the future, is that then you'll have all this thing. And yes, he did do that.
He says that same-sex marriage is another tear in the fabric of our social mores.
I think it's morals. I think there's a typo in that.
Oh, right. Yeah, mores. Mores? No, yeah. Are you sure?
I don't know.
Isn't moorings like when you've got the boat's moorings?
Oh, I'm not a
Someone,
boat person.
Please do confirm.
I'm not a boat person.
You can send us a text on 0427JOY949.
And we have this letter. So today I found this interesting letter. It was written by Emma from New South Wales, and she's written it. It's an open letter to the Australian House of Representatives. On September 19th, 2012, you made a mistake. What should have been an opportunity for positive change is now a black stain on the pages of Australian politics. It could have been a long overdue decision to end the blatant discrimination thinly veiled as laws that affects those I love. Instead, we heard disgusting and repugnant statements that likened their love to bestiality. Julia, you spoke of the violent protests in Sydney just days ago as being un-Australian. Well, I'm beginning to wonder what it means to be Australian in a country where we supposedly value equality, respect, and the concept of a fair go right now. To the rest of the world, we must look like damn fools. To all those among us who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, and transgender, you are in every way my equal. I am sorry on behalf of those who agree, and there's plenty of us, that today is not the day on which that equality was recognised. Signing off with a heavy heart. So Emma from Sydney, that was just beautiful.
We hear you.
We hear you. We agree. And yeah, yesterday was a bad day.
It was a bad day.
This morning I got up and thought, you know what? I'm going for a run. I just want to put it behind me.
It was a bad day yesterday. It's not. It's never nice to have the differences reaffirmed so loudly. I was sitting at my desk at work, and the woman behind me had her radio on. And all I could hear on the talkback radio was same-sex marriage. Doesn't get passed. the bill's thrown out, rah, 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 all day. It's all I kept hearing. And it's, you know, it was just getting into my brain. I didn't like it.
Because it was the only thing that was happening. But it was funny that on the 6 o'clock news, it was the fourth article that they had mentioned. They mentioned four other things before they mentioned this.
Maybe they're not feeling too proud about it either.
So I thought, okay, guys. But yes, if you have an opinion, if you want to let us know, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
All right, you are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. And welcome back to Leilinko with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're very happy to be here tonight. We've been talking about the House of Representatives and their shocking and awful and mean vote against marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they?
We will just wait for Tassie now.
Look, if you want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we were also banging on about the fact that we're going to a new time slot.
Yes, and we have someone here who's messaged in saying, loving the music, ladies, looking forward to the new time slots. So there we go. Thank you.
Thank you. So it will be Wednesdays, 8 p.m, effective from the 3rd of October.
Yes.
3rd of October.
Correct.
So we've got two more weeks on Thursdays.
And then, yes, when you listen to us, it has to be on a Wednesday, a lot earlier.
At 8 p.m. on a Wednesday. Okay, we've got that?
Yes.
Look, I came across this article quite a while ago now, and we've been saving it. In other words, we've been running out of time and haven't been able to talk about it, but it's still relevant and it's quite cool, actually. This is about a three-person civil union in Brazil.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the most important thing to note here is that the lawyer has come out, all right, because they've had to put this through courts and everything to make sure it's okay. And he has said, we are only recognising what has always existed. We are not inventing anything. Right?
Yes.
Now, this is really cool because these people, you've got a man and two women.
Yes.
And the public notary has come out and said that, you know, these people should be entitled to family rights and there's nothing in the law that prevents such an arrangement. But apparently this has annoyed a lot of religious groups over there.
Well, it is a very religious country.
It is. But, yeah,
but they're talking in the article as well about the fact that they've got a joint bank account. And I think their main concern was about the future when they separate, how the assets will be segregated between
split
them.
Split them in three. It's
you know,
hard.
If one of them happens to pass on, how that what happens with those things? You know, that was their main concern about this.
So this union, it was actually it was formalised about 3 or 4 months ago now, but it's only become public recently. They've actually gone through all of the ups and downs that you've got to go through to get any civil union recognised by the state, and they've actually refused to speak to the press. So I think on their part, that's probably pretty smart.
I think that's very intelligent because if they speak to the press, they will never leave them alone. Because when I was looking at this article and then doing research on it, it's all over the world.
Mm.
It is being discussed on every news media all over the world. And it was interesting because it says here, you know, I found this article about who are these people? Well, a lawyer helped draft the civil union document for the women and the man to help them protect their rights if they split up, make it easier for division of pensions, health benefits and personal property, or if one of them dies. So that was his main reasoning behind doing this.
But I just think it's ridiculous because these people have been together for 3 years and they share, you know, all their expenses, bills, rent, everything. They share all of that. Why, you know, if they are in a happy, loving relationship, why is it so bad that they want to get some rights? They're entitled to rights.
Well, their lawyer insists that it's not breaking any laws. So there are no laws prohibiting this. And polygamy is illegal in Brazil. But because these people don't enjoy all the rights of a married couple, it's not technically polygamy. So there you go. So this is how they've got around it.
So it's beg your pardon.
It's all right.
Religious leaders are outraged. The Catholic Church, which is quite powerful in Brazil and the rest of Latin America, is pretty clear about its condemnation of polygamy as a total immoral practice, but not everyone is so upset. They're saying that government should be allowed to, you know, come up with the right thing to do here, which
yes.
is, I suppose, what we're fighting for. We're hoping that our government's going to do the right thing.
Here's hoping.
We're still hoping. But, I mean, I think these people and the fact that this is going worldwide is maybe starting as a little bit of a poster family, I guess you could say.
Well, yeah, and I think that's also why they're not doing any press, because I don't think they want to be that poster family where you'll associate them with this whole concept. But it's just interesting to see that one of the journalists wrote that a three-person relationship isn't my cup of tea, but I'm also not a fan of letting governments tell everyone how they should live their love lives. As long as what these people are doing has zero effect on me, what's the point of getting up in arms?
Exactly.
And I think, yes, very true.
Oh, that sounds like familiar arguments that we have made. Why aren't our government listening?
They don't realise that 62% of us agree with them, but that's okay.
All right. It's not about us.
It's not about us.
Mostly it's about us, but this time it's not about us.
But it's just interesting that in a country like Brazil, which is highly religious, that this has gone through. And, yeah, now everyone's up in arms.
Gosh. Look, if you do want to check that out, you can just simply Google three-person civil union South America and it will appear.
Yes.
But we will have all the links up on our Facebook page later on in the show. So you can head over to joy.org.au and link up with our program page on there. You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. You can send us a text in the studio on 0427 Joy 949, and you can even email us directly at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we've been talking about the fact that we're going to Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the 3rd of October.
Correct.
That's 2 weeks from now. Pencil it in or type it in or whatever you need to do. Don't forget, it's going to be our 40th show.
It will.
So we're a bit blooming excited.
Just a little bit.
Look, we've also been talking about the Canberra vote on marriage equality bill, which was just disappointing. And we were also just before the break talking about South America and the three-person civil union that's happened over there, which is actually really, really interesting. We couldn't talk about it very much, though, which was unfortunate. I think we could talk about it more.
Really?
But not right now.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about this article that I found. Now, this is about seminars that are happening in Malaysia on how to spot gay children.
Yeah, because you sent me the article and it said seminars to spot homosexuality. And I thought this was something about, you know, fine-tuning your gaydar or something. And I thought, oh, this is good, you know, so if you don't have gaydar, you can go do this. And then I read the article and went, oh, no.
You are very wrong.
I was very wrong. I was a little excited and then I got really sad.
Look, just straight off the bat, how do you feel about seminars to spot gay children and parents attending them? You can send us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or an email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, what's the down low on this?
Well, the Malaysian government's starting to hold seminars teaching parents and teachers how to spot homosexuality in children. And then they're going to be running 10 seminars across the country in order to help these people understand that and basically, yeah, nip it in the butt.
So they've already started having these seminars and they've got apparently like 1,500 people attended one of them, which is huge.
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
Well, yes.
I understand there are a lot more people in Malaysia than there are, of course, in other places, but just to have this amount attending this kind of seminar, it seems quite nutty to me.
Yes. But so, one of the funny things in here I found was about how they figure this out. So signs of homosexuality in boy may be including preferring for tighter, light-coloured clothes, a large handbag, listening to local media reports, and wearing V-neck tops. So I don't know.
For girls, the details were less clear. Girls with lesbian tendencies have no affection for men and like to hang out and sleep in the company of women. Gosh.
Seriously? Seriously? That's how they pick a lesbian. Or she sleeps with other women.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this. But I just found that great. But so what happens if your kids are having like a sleepover? Are they not allowed to have sleepovers now? Because that would then, you know, like an 8-year-old birthday sleepover, is that now considered a big lesbian gangbang or something? Like, what is that?
Can we not put that in the same sentence?
No. But you know what? This is just so silly. But see, Malaysia frowns upon oral and gay sex. It is described as it going against the laws of nature.
Yeah.
They've never actually prosecuted anyone. Like,
but they do have civil laws for males and females over there. And you can actually be jailed for up to 20 years. Or you can be caned or fined. But
yes.
They're the lesser sentences. But the maximum thing is that they can jail you for up to 20 years. For being gay.
I know. But their prime minister, or their deputy prime minister, has been jailed twice for sodomy.
Are you kidding me?
And he spent 6 years in jail.
Where's that written? I didn't read that part.
I did further research.
Okay.
But it was funny that the Deputy Minister for Education was saying that youths are easily influenced by websites and blogs relating to LGBT groups. He was quoted as saying, using the acronym for the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community. They can also spread among their friends. We are worried that this is happening during schooling times.
Tusk. Look, over in Malaysia, there's a lot of things that they're doing to weed out the homosexuality, one might say.
Yes.
But I want to figure out ways that we can help, if possible. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that in our coming shows. We're going to be looking into ways that we can help other communities to accept homosexuality. Of course, there's not a lot we can do from our little digs over here in Melbourne, but we'll do our bit.
No, we've got to. We've got to support them. And they're trying to push that, you know, that they also have a big Muslim community and the Muslims are against homosexuality. Well, I know a lot of gay Muslims. And, you know, in certain countries, they're not allowed to go into those countries, admittedly. But, you know, in some countries, they're quite welcomed. They understand that they exist and they're not going to condemn them. But I just thought it was just ridiculous. And they're trying to put them, as they say, on the right path.
I've got a good path for you.
Yeah.
Look, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight, please do. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us directly at onair@joy.org.au. You can even head over to joy.org.au website and hook up with us on social media by finding our program page. Yes?
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. How's it going over there, Basha?
Good. Now, we've been talking today about the fact that our show in 2 weeks is moving to 8 p.m.
It is.
On a Wednesday.
I'm very excited.
We are excited. We've been talking about the marriage equality bill that Canberra voted on yesterday. And in South America, the three-person civil unions. And the seminars in Malaysia about how to spot homosexuality and try to stop it in children.
Not impressed with Malaysia right now.
No.
Not impressed. As I was saying, you can link up with us on social media via joy.org.au and go into our program page and click on the link there.
Now, as we've been speaking about the Lesbian Social Fun Club, Natsuki was kind enough to email us.
Now, Natsuki is the
Hostess with the mostest.
The hostess with the mostest of the Lesbian Social Fun Club. She runs most
of
those events
out there. She's Miss
Huggable. She is.
She is.
She's the huggiest person in the world.
First time I met her, she hugged me twice.
Was that weird?
Oh, it's because I couldn't go to an event earlier, so when I met her, I
owed
her a hug.
For it. Okay, yes. Yeah, all right.
It was great. It was nice. It was a nice embracing hug, and it made me feel welcome in the group.
Now, Natsuki sent us a message as well this evening.
She has, and she said that she's not sure of her thoughts on polygamy. She thinks that one girl is enough to handle and two would be difficult. Imagine when they're PMSing together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But she's a one-woman woman. Well, there you go.
I do know her woman and she's lovely.
She is lovely. And she's going to be starting... I'm starting a new culture and a members for the group. It's called Gen H. It's about Generation Hope. Aww. So she's all about there about spreading love.
She's about spreading the love, isn't she?
She is.
Lesbian Social Fun Club, it's non-profit. It's just a whole bunch of gals who are into gals getting together and doing fun stuff all over Melbourne, Victoria. Fantastic. You can look it up.
It is.
It's just great. I love it. Anyway.
And when there are events that are paid, it's usually going to one of our charities. So
yeah.
Supporting the community.
We have had a cracking show tonight, but we are running out of time very fast. So just a quick recap. We had three-person civil union. We talked about the House of Representatives vote yesterday on marriage equality.
Yes.
Seminars to spot homosexuality in Malaysia, which if you missed it, you missed it. And also, 3rd of October, we're moving to Wednesdays at 8 p.m, so pencil it into all of your calendars. That is it from us.
Oh, my God.
It's been a huge show.
It has been a huge show.
I think we did all right.
I think we did well.
I would say it's probably a massive success.
From my opinion, yes. From yours, yes. We will be the judges of ourselves.
Yes, but we will be back next week. So it was a pleasure being here.
It has been.
You have been listening to Basha and Tian, our show Lay Link, and you're on Joy.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.